Yes.
Right?
Yes. Welcome. Welcome,
We're
peoples.
back.
Welcome, welcome.
We'll just blame we'll blame last week on the storm, like we do. You might as well.
Right. Oh well, now it seems to be working in my Safari like it used to. What the hell?
It's just special. You just have to put it on special there.
Really? Ugh, dumb. So, yeah, hold on, let me log into the correct account so I can do things. Oh, shit. Let me
Now,
go to that one. Maybe. And then I can at least talk to myself on in the chat if anyone pops in tonight, which we'll see. Ugh. So, sorry about last week, guys. Had a bit of a issue at Elwood that I had to take care of all day that, yeah, I didn't get home from that till late enough, and then I had a meeting, and yeah, it wasn't gonna happen. So we're back.
A lot of things have happened in 2 weeks, to be
It's
honest, you know,
true. It's true. It's
like
almost as if we should almost do this every other week so we have enough shit to talk about.
exactly almost to
But
that point, or at least when we're getting certain celebrities in our wheelhouse that tend to pass away, and then you're like, oh, so and so passed, and this person passed.
well, before we get to that, remember this Saturday's Cranberry's anniversary sale all day. Some stuff on sale. Also, tickets for Three Rivers Comic Con 2026, our 10-year anniversary show, June
Yes.
6, 7, will be are available right now on the website. You can get them like right to your email or your phone. Actually, I think it's just your email. But also, we're doing a military discount for the first time this year, but it's only at the door. So if you want that, you got to wait to get to it at the door.
There you go.
So, I will tell you that the Pride Parade is now on Sunday that weekend. So if you're coming in on Sunday, come early, maybe take the 10th Street bypass and swing underneath. Or come down 28 or 279 or even 65. I would just really steer away from going down Liberty in any way or shape or form or having to cross Liberty. So if you're coming in from Monroeville area, like 376, just go past it, get all the way down to Point Park, and then get on the 10th Street bypass. It drops you off right at the convention center. Super convenient. Super easy. You just stay in the right lane pretty much the whole time. If you're coming in from South Hills, I would do Liberty Bridge to East, well, to basically where you're going to get on 28, and then you're just going to turn around. Or you can take Bigelow up and then come down and around on 28, like go up, take Liberty down. Go over 28. It's just going to be a bit of a. Actually, no, you don't even need to do that. You can just get up on the boulevard. No. Never mind. Can't do Boulevard of the Allies like that. I tried. I'm sorry.
You used to be able to. You used to be able to.
So, if you're going
You
over the
didn't.
South Hills, go all the way to the West End Bridge. Go across and come in off the north side. That's your best way. That's your best way.
Unless
Just
you
go.
are lucky enough to get a hotel, they fuck it.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to dig. That had to be a dig.
It's okay. It's okay. I only had one person actually reply to my email this morning when I sent the vendors the hotel we're using, and he just said, "It's cool. I already got an Airbnb in Lawrenceville." And I said, "All right, cool. That works." So,
Yeah.
yeah. So it's not a big deal. You can make it work. And I told him, I was like, "You may just want to go across the Highland Park Bridge and or the 31st Street Bridge and cut across that way because it might just be a little easier for you." And he was very appreciative of that. So anyway, Yeah, it's still gonna be a fun time. We still have a lot of guests to announce. I'm mostly just waiting on a couple pictures, so I can make some graphics. But that should be pretty quick coming up, to be able to do that. So, yeah. Other than that, I guess we have some celebrity guests we gotta deal with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know we don't like starting off on this, but to be honest, it's kind of become a part of our podcast since last year.
Yeah.
Because I don't like think of it as like a bad thing because life happens. You know, no
Right.
one lives forever. But some of these pop culture icons, comic icons, will live forever because of their work. What, Sal passed away, what, last 2 Fridays ago?
Yeah.
So, and it was like the day before his 90th birthday.
Yep.
So for the comic people, Sal Buscema passed away, legendary
Oh my
creator
God.
for
This dude
what,
worked on.
Hulk, Spider-Man.
All right. Action Comics, Batman, a bunch of Batman titles, Catwoman, Creeper, Detective, Green Arrow, Robin, Superboy, Superman, Man of Steel, Dungeons and Dragons, The Forgotten Realms, G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, Alpha Flight, Amazing 15, the second one, Amazing Spider-Girl 1 to 30. He did the whole run of the 26 or 2006 to 2009 run.
Okay.
Amazing Spider-Man, he did a bunch of those.
He did Spectacular Spider-Man too, did he not?
Avengers. Hold on, I'm going down. It's in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Battlestar Galactica, bunch of Captain America issues, Conan issues, Daredevil, Defenders, Eternals Volume 2, bunch of Fantastic Four, Incredible Hulk. Let's see here. There's a lot of one-offs that he did that are in here. Marvel Team Up, he did a lot of those. Marvel Spotlight, including the first Hellstrom and first Spider-Woman. Miss Marvel, My Love, New Mutants, Nova, ROM, he did a lot of ROM. Spectacular Spider-Man, he did a lot of that. Spider-Girl, he did a lot of that from the 99 run. Submariner, Thor, Thunderstrike, from the 2011 run. Web Spider-Man. That's pretty much it of the big two. He did an IDW, and then he did a couple other small books. But like he did Blue Baron, the Ron Frenz's book. He did Blue Baron. He was the anchor on it from issues 1 to 3, and the Union, Heroes Union, which I have all of those issues actually. But yeah, he did all of those with Ron. He worked with Ron a lot actually. So that's a big bummer. So
He definitely was one
anyway.
of my favorite Hulk artists
Oh
for
yeah, his
sure.
work was great.
Yeah, he was def he did he took over for when Herb passed the torch. So you had Herb Trimpe and then you had Sal right afterwards. So those are two iconic Hulk runs there. Then we had what, Catherine O'Hare, which that was a surprise, especially since she just did Beetlejuice 2 last year.
Yeah. I think it was longer than that. I think it was a couple of years ago, but
Or, well, Well, Beetlejuice 2 came out 2024, so 2 years ago.
Yeah,
But
I was like, it might have
it
been
was
wrong.
like,
I was like, I think it was a year more than that,
I think it came out like Christmas 2024, something like that. Because I remember it being the holidays. So it was
yeah, for
late.
sure.
So it that was sad because I remember her in Beetlejuice. I remember her in several other movies. It was very unexpected.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely was not good.
Yeah, I didn't even hear like they. I don't think they even gave like her. She didn't have cancer. She didn't have like anything like lingering.
No, I think she just passed. Like, I think she just
Yeah, it was just
went in
her
her
time,
sleep.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was only 71.
Yeah.
But she was part of like the SCTV crew back in the day with like John Candy and all those guys.
Yeah.
So,
Her and John Candy worked together like all the time. Was it
oh
her
yeah.
and him at Home Alone in the U-Haul for the polka
The
polka
Polka King U-Haul. Yep.
polka.
She was in Last of Us in a couple episodes. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
She did the what is that show? The one about the rich people that went poor and stuff.
Schitt's Creek. Yeah.
Yes, that's it. That's what I thought it was called, but I wasn't quite sure of the title.
Yeah, it's
I
Schitt's Creek.
I
Yep.
know Rachel loves that show. She's watched it. That was.
Yeah, my wife loves it. I'm not a big fan just because I don't, it's something about the way it's shot that I don't like. It's kind of the same reason I don't like 30 Rock or The Office. It's like the way that it's shot is just
The
not appealing to
documentary
me.
style.
Yeah, maybe. she was in a holy crap, she was in a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, she was a Hollywood legend. It's
Yeah.
she will be missed. And here's a Pittsburgh one that happened last week as well that not many people talked about. Hines Ward's mother passed away.
I did not know that.
Yes, she was. I think she was in her 90s.
Wow.
But that was definitely, once a Steeler, always a Steeler. And his mama was a big influence with the Korean area of Pittsburgh because she did a lot of charity work with in Pittsburgh in the Korean area.
That's cool.
Shout out to Hans Ward if he happens upon this podcast. Condolences. No one likes to have their mom pass away. It's
Was laughing more about the fact that you think Hines Ward might listen to our podcast.
yeah. Well, you never know. There's Steelers are nerds too.
That's true.
Pirates are nerds too. Penguins are nerds too. It's
That's right.
you know.
Probably have a better
We
chance of moose listening
we
to
do
this.
have an open invitation, and any of them want to come to our con, you are more than welcome to come in our con and hang out. And we will.
Or come on here and just bullshit it. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's I'm down with that. They have their own podcast. That's they know how to BS on here. Cam Hayward has his. I know he's a big nerd. I think Andrew McCutcheon is a big comic guy
Yep,
too.
he's a big nerd. Yep.
Yeah, they're always,
Oh
those guys
yeah.
are always welcome there.
That'd be hilariously awesome. But
Be one thing, that'd be a heck of a thing for our 10th anniversary, that's for sure.
you're not wrong. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about this week's Star Trek Starfleet Academy real quick because it was pretty good. It was real good. Like, if you are like me and you love Deep Space Nine, this episode is for you. Like the AI girl is trying to solve the what happened to Ben Sisko question. And While it was definitely shot in more like a Miss Marvel style, where there's like cartoon stuff kind of coming out and doing some things like that, it was pretty awesome. And you got to see the guy who played Jake come back. They actually do kind of let you know what happened, and there's a really cool twist at the end with one of the other teachers that is, I, as soon as it happened, I was like, shut up. And it was awesome. So definitely watch it. If you guys aren't watching Starfleet Academy, you should. It's a lot of fun. It's definitely more modern Trek, but it is it's very good. I really enjoy it. I think it's got a lot more potential than people say it does. So. All right. I guess we'll talk comics. 'Cause that's what we're all here for, right?
Yep.
Comics.
And our witty repartee there,
Oh,
Josh.
crap. Hold on. I accidentally closed the window. Hold on. Let me get these in order again.
Did you see the well, this is going to be relevant to the one book I'm doing with the
Also,
AEW.
the beauty's really good still too. The show, the beauty is very good.
I'm not paying for any streaming service currently, so I
Well, if you do
have to
like,
like.
I mean, if you're doing like the Hulu, Disney, HBO bundle, it's actually fairly cheap to do it that way. Because I think it's like under $20, and you get all three of those, all at the same time through one subscription. Which isn't bad at all. So, but
Yeah, it's one of those things of, we can afford it, we
listen,
can afford
my
it.
wife decided she was going to go on Netflix and watch the Taylor Swift End of the Eras Tour documentary, and it was surprisingly kind of fun sometimes, but most of the time I was like, this is kind of boring. I am not a Swiftie. Just reassuring myself, I am not a Swiftie. Anyway, let's talk comics. My first book is Green Lantern 31. So this book is weird because like I'm pretty sure I needed to read the Flash book beforehand, which I did not. So this is the first time that the writing of the story kind of don't really make a lot of sense to me because Barry doesn't have his speed right now and he's the key witness in some crime, and they're going to take him to witness protection. The cops end up being bad cops to try to kill him. Green Lantern shows up, runs him over with a giant energy construct truck, breaking a bunch of their bones. Hitman sends an even bigger guy after them. Hal goes to get the evidence out of the apartment, and this giant, almost like Mr. Fix-It looking bad guy is in there, and his name is Bruto. Right, that's super inventive. And they have a very awesome fight scene. And at one point, Barry puts a construct of the Flash suit around, or Hal puts a Barry in a construct Flash suit so he can actually use his speed and stuff, and it's actually kind of cool. But Barry then gets to the court on time, so Bruto is like beating the shit out of Hal, and Hal's like, hey, he made it to the thing. You should probably go home now. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right. He's like, but next time I'm gonna kick your ass. And he leaves. And then they like Barry and Hal just kind of have a nice little moment in the park before he flies away, and that's really, really it. It was really kind of short. Not super intensely intriguing, but mostly action. And the art was okay in this one. Like I didn't really like the art that much in this issue. So if this were a song, I'm gonna give it Four Non Blondes What's Up, because it's kind of like Hal showing up and be like, hey, what's up? It's okay. We got this. We got this. It's okay. What's up? So, and Barry is blonde like He-Man, and he can do the laugh in front of the rainbow thing. So that's my my review of this book. It was very middle of the road, but okay, it was better than okay. So, come on. Oh yeah, I forgot to change which arrows I have to push. So.
All right, we got Thundar the Barbarian number one. Again, Dynamite thrown out those old school IPs that we grew up with. And I honestly thought this would beat some of the others that have come and gone. Since this technically was before He-Man, Thundercats, Silverhawks. Like, this was the first, I think, that I can recall as a kid watching. I think this was just before all of them.
Well, this was 1980.
Yeah, so this was easily before all of the 80s. This was the start of the 80s toy slash Saturday morning cartoon action.
Yeah. I do like that they used Kirby Street on that thing because it's very reminiscent of like Kirby's art. So.
And then I have was it Jason Aaron, of course, wrote this, which if Jason Aaron writes most things, it can't be bad. There's very few and far between stuff that he's written that's been bad. But it starts off with the beginning, like the of the show that always happened, where you see the comet taking the atmosphere off the Earth, and the moon like destroyed in half. Like it's even right here. It's exactly the way it happens in the
Wow.
cartoon. I love that. That's the way you have to start it off, is like where like that whole, and it says 1994 was the year.
Wow.
So I forgot that year. But this is we have slave like a humans being sold as slaves to all the animal races, lizards, all that kind of stuff, in the middle of what looks like New York. And New York or Chicago, it's hard to tell. But the slavers are selling to the groundlings, which, if you remember what the groundlings are, they're the rat people.
Yeah.
They're in here. They start
The groundlings, groundlings.
groundlings. They start beating on the slaves, and they're gonna, they were gonna kill something, and then one slave fights back. He takes his chains and he just beats the ever-living crap out of all these groundlings. And they're like, this can't be a human. He's too strong. And then he removes his face mask and his hood. And it's, of course, Thundar just beating the crap out of them with his bare hands. They finally get him down and they tie him up. And they're going to throw him into the Hudson, I think. Oh, this could be Pittsburgh. There's a lot of bridges around here.
It's
But
very
anyhow,
possible.
it's possible. It's hard to tell. Like
Well, in the original, I
it's
think it was like most cities were basically what was left. Because they just had more people in them in general. So.
But they start throwing in all these slaves in the water. They tie up Thundar, and he breaks free, of course, but he's trying to save who he can, because that's his whole thing, is saving the human race against all the other races. And here comes Ariel and Ookla coming to the rescue, and their horses blasting with their magic, and Ookla just kind of flinging them like a bag of trash. Ariel sends his sword out, He gets a sword. Well, here comes this big sea serpent mutant thing, and he just slices it into pieces with the sword, which actually the sun sword looks way cooler in the comics than it does in the cartoon,
The
because it
sword,
actually
you said?
looks, yeah, the sun sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks way cooler in the comics. And a bunch of ads for Archie and the Army of Darkness. Oh, that'll be interesting. Anyway,
That
the
came out this
battle.
week.
Did it? Hmm, I missed it. Well, the battle ensues. The groundlings flee. A human finds a relic. So, of course, the groundling. Steals it from the one human that was rescued by Thundar. And just when the groundling was going to murder the human, Thundar slices the groundling's tail with the sun sword. They chase them away. Then we see a little bit later the groundlings meet up with Gemini, who is the ultimate bad guy. For those who don't know who Gemini is, he's the dude with the two heads. He has like
Imagine
a,
that. Yeah,
well, he has what? The one that kind of looks like a normal face. And then the other one, he kind of looks like, he's from Apocalypse almost. Is that going on? The groundlings give the trinket to Gemini, and then you see a whole council of wizards wishing death to Thundar. And that's the end of the part of the story, but then we get a little bit of origin at the end of the book here of Thundar, when he was an actual slave, like pre-Sun Sword. He has
Yeah.
this beard, he's just carrying a regular sword, and he's going in a basically like a gladiator pit, and that is the end of the book.
That's kind of cool.
I really like this. This was a fun book. You never really get the origin story so much of Thundar, how he met Ariel and Ookla. So hopefully they kind of answer this in the book, which I think like Dynamite seems to be doing that with a lot of these other legacy IPs where they take the little bit of origin that we did get as a Saturday morning cartoon, and then they're like, okay, we're going to write all this other stuff in to fill in the blank. And I feel like that's going to do that. But yeah, I thought
I
this was a
agree.
pretty good book. This was fun. Definitely it was one of the first cartoons I remember as a kid. If we're going to go back to 1980, what song would fit this?
Well, I was negative one in 1980, so.
Well, I was three, two or three. So I was a baby.
When
But
did when did Never Say Die come out? Because that would be a fitting option.
I think I was mid-80s, if I remember correctly, like 84 or 85.
Holy
I
crap,
was
really?
thinking more. Might have to put some Michael Jackson in here. Michael Jackson's a player. Because Thriller was 84. I want to say there was an album before Thriller.
Well, Never Say Die was 78.
Was it 78? So,
Yeah.
well, it was earlier. I was born then. So.
Heaven and Hell was 1980, though.
Well, that actually fits considering that there's a lot of in the book, it talks a lot about the comet and the end of the world, what the wizards are hoping for.
So Neon
So
Knights fits. Neon Knights with the
yeah,
sun sword and everything. Dio singing.
but oh, I highly recommend this if you haven't like picked this up yet. Do it. I even got the I got the Michael Cho cover.
So listen, I watched this guy on Instagram who always does He-Man stuff, and he always talks about how he's wearing booty shorts. And
Yeah.
every time I see like Conan or He-Man, and they have that fur underwear, I'm like, oh, booty shorts. That's all I kept thinking the whole time looking at this freaking picture.
Well, basically, it's Th Thundar was the precursor. He was after Conan, but before He-Man, and he kind of fits. He fits both aesthetics. He's blonde and muscular, with the power sword, but he's also dumb as a rock, barbarian first. You know, he just throws in just violent as can be. So he's kind of the best of both worlds, where he's both. So
All good. All right, my next issue is Iron Man number one. This is a new number one by Josh Williamson and Carmen Canero and Nolan
that
Woodard.
was what, last week? Came out
2 weeks.
last
Or
week?
oh, yeah, last
Last
week.
week.
Sorry, yeah, last
Yeah.
week. Yeah, this I think was the only book I had from last week that I was like, yeah, I need to talk about this. So it starts out with a quick recap of like the cave scene where he, builds his thing and gets people out of there and but in there but instead he's fighting against AIM and Madame Mask. She says something like, we don't need armor, we need another Tony Stark. So then it cuts to Los Angeles. Tony's fighting Blizzard. Tony beats Blizzard, imagine that. And he's late for the Tony Stark Award. So his new assistant, what the hell is her name? Miranda, I think. He's like, where the hell are you? He shows up. It's like my favorite band's here, let's rock and roll. There's like a little flashback of his life. And then he has another guy named Brian who's his personal assistant. So he goes out and he thinks he's accepting awards. Like they're like, no. You're giving an award. And he's like, what? And he's like, yeah. So then Pepper comes out and she they talk for a minute. She introduces him to the winner, who's Adam Ware. Who's wearing like a ridiculously long tie that doesn't fit. So Tony goes out to give him this award, and afterwards, like they're at the bar, and Tony's like, I think I'm gonna order off the menu, and the waitress is like, I already planned on that. Here's your burger, and then he's flirting with her like, hey, do you want to get out of here? And she's like, just like that. He's like, just like that. He's like, sorry, I don't date dangerous men. And then she's like, because I'm always attracted to dangerous men. And then all of a sudden, Madame Mask and a bunch of AIM guys show up and try to kidnap Pepper. Iron Man goes after him, beats everybody up. Surprise, they're actually LMDs, life model decoys, because they were actually stealing Adam Ware. So then you find out that Tony moved his workshop to the Gamma Bunker, the Gamma Bomb Bunker, and he realized that AIM struck everywhere around the world. All the people that he was going to consider for the award. So he goes out to find him. He calls Tony or he calls Cap, and he tells him like, "Hey, I know the Illuminati isn't a thing anymore, but can I meet you?" He's like, these guys took a lot of these people, and we need to talk about it in person. And after he gets off the comm, Cap just goes, "How do we take down Tony Stark?" And he's looking at like the rest of, he's looking at Iron Man. Iron Man, what looks like Norman Osborn, the Fantastic Four, and Captain Marvel, and somebody else, but I can't really tell who it is from this perspective. But I'm pretty excited about it. I was kind of digging the whole Madame Mask thing. I think she's a great villain, and every time AIM comes in, and they make like a beehive, a bad beehive wearing guys joke in there. Josh Williamson's writing's really good. He was just on Superman for a long time. He did Flash, he did a bunch of other stuff. He's been very good. I really enjoy what he does. Excuse me, Jesus. So I'm gonna give this oh man. I'm gonna give this Metallica Metal
And
Militia.
you don't want to do the one on the nose of Iron Man
No,
Hulk.
no, 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 no. No,
The
I'm
two
doing
on
this
the
as,
nose.
yeah, I'm doing this one as Metal Militia, because it's got that, like, let's go, let's go, let's go, like, fucking thrash vibe to it. Like, because
Okay.
it's very fast paced, right? So that's why I'm going that route.
You
But
can
I
even
really
tell by
enjoyed,
the
the art's
color
good.
that's. Yeah.
Yeah, the art's great. The, like, actually, you have everybody there. You have the Miranda person on the left. You got Pepper on the right. War Machine, Madam Mask, and then I don't know who that villain is down there, but I can't remember at least.
I forget what it I f I forget who that is.
Because
It's I've
wanting
seen
to
it
say it's like,
before.
right? Because I keep wanting to think it's the Moth, but it's not the Moth. But he has a similar face, and I cannot freaking remember. It's gonna drive me nuts. So anyway, but yeah, that's my review for that. It was really good.
All right, we got the this one I had to get just because I'm a wrestling guy. So this is DC X AEW number one, where basically it's just something about a belt that has some sort of special power, and it literally just breaks into pieces. And we see Booster Gold. So, because of course we have to have Booster Gold in here.
He seems like a wrestling fan.
I think they were doing investigation of what's going on, because when the belt blew up, it shot through the ceiling, so there's like a lot of damage. So it's like Justice League checking out stuff. Jon Stewart, you have Batman, Nightwing, Hawk Girl, it's pretty much just a whole Justice League. And they start like the AEW wrestlers want to pair up with various members of the Justice League. Because, of course, it's comic books where we got to do. So we get Nightwing with Will Ospreay. And as they're teaming up, they're gathering each piece of this belt because there's a
Okay.
power hidden in the belt. So Will Ospreay and Nightwing do it here.
Who's the Tana paired up with?
Hold on. I'll get to it here. We got Guy Gardner messed with a oh, Jon Moxley. And
Okay.
that does not look like Jon Moxley. He looks more like Stone Cold. They really did not do him justice. We got Hawk Girl taking on with Hangman Page. Like, and they're getting piece by piece here. It's like we're going through here. This is like very fast paced. It's like not long. We got Jon Stewart with who is this?
I'm just super excited that it's Steve
With
Orlando running this
Strickland,
book.
with Strickland,
Yeah.
Swerve Strickland. That's who he's. Harley Quinn is with Orange Cassidy, which actually that kind of fits personality wise. That
Yeah.
I see that. Oh, they take on the card game. And the queen has a thing for Orange Cassidy. That's kind of funny.
Not surprising.
Zatanna is with Tony Storm. So
Okay.
she hooks up with it's her and Tony Storm. Tony Storm is just beating these resurrected monsters as Zatanna's taking on who is this? This dude has a mask. I forget what his name is. I am awful with that. Thespian.
All good.
Wonder Woman is with Willow Nightingale, and their Batman is with Darby Allin, which is kind of funny.
Cool. I
Because
mean, I don't
they're
think you need to go through any of the other team ups. I think you need most of the
we're
main
getting
ones.
about the end here, pretty much.
Okay.
Even the Joker makes fun of Darby Allin, though. He's like he shoots a gun at him and it grazes Darby Allin. And he Joker's like, oh, Goth Robin is down. I think that was kind of funny. Who is this? Kenny Omega. Who is he taking on here? He's just by himself, but he's taking on Bane. That one's kind of fun watching because he actually beats Bane.
Interesting.
And Aquaman is with Mercedes Moné. She betrays him and she hooks up with Lex Luthor.
Interesting.
And that's the end of the book. I thought this was kind of fun. Like, it's a typical mashup of wrestling with superheroes. And for the most part, they all look like they're supposed to be, except Jon Moxley. He looks more like Stone Cold than Jon Moxley. Because he's even wearing like a black like vest that's like exactly like Stone Cold. And I'm like, you guys could have did better than that. He does not look like that life.
Right.
But everybody else is pretty much spot on. I don't know what to give this as far as musical goes. Let's just do AEW entrance theme of whomever. Just do it that.
Fair enough.
Especially for those who missed the thing that went viral from last night's show all over the place.
Well, I missed it. So what are you talking about?
Not to get into a subject, but a certain motto was chanted by the crowd during the final match of the
Oh,
evening.
nice. Well,
Congrats to Brody King, by the way, who won the championship.
interesting. I'll have to check that out for later. So, all right. All right, my last book is Ripcord Number One. This is an Ignition Press book by Colin Bunn and Inaki. I'm going to start off by saying I really like the art in this book because it's kind of, it reminds me a lot of Paper Girls vibe with like a little bit more detail. So it's this starts out with this girl in Australia walking. She ends up at a gas station. Goes into the gas station. Guy behind the counter is like, "You don't look like you're from here." Also, there's a lot of ripcord heads around here. You don't want to be out by yourself around here. And she's like, "Name's Dylan Cade. I'm looking for somebody. It's my sister Janelle." He's like, "You're American." He's like, "My sister. I lost track of her. Thought she went this way. Have you seen her?" He's like, "Nope, can't help you." She's like, "Can I use your bathroom?" So she goes to the around the back into the bathroom, and she's sitting there, and she realizes that he is spying on her through a hole, and jams her thumb through the hole into his eye.
Oh, wow.
comes out, and a biker gang shows up. These guys are called Satan's Lapdogs. And they're like, they talk to her and she blows them off. She keeps walking. She makes a fire. Some wolves start showing up. She's looking at her sister, remembering her sister about some things and her medical or her military training. The wolves start kind of getting rowdy, and then all of a sudden the bikers show up again, and you can tell they're trying to, robber, raper, whatever you want. So they try to beat the shit out of her. They get her on the ground, and she just starts unleashing all hell on these guys. Like beats a dude in the face with a cell phone, takes a knife to the ass, pulls it out, and then stabs a guy.
Ooh,
like
jeez.
thumbs the dude in the eyes and like pushes his eyes through his brain. Ends up shooting another guy. He, like kills like three or four guys. And then just passes out on the ground. So it's definitely a Cullen Bunn horror book. It's definitely that holy shit, what the fuck did I just read and where the hell is this going vibe that I like a lot. So I want to use, oh fuck, I had this song. Give me a second. I gotta remember what it was. Let's see. Harley Quinn Forest by Opeth. That's the song I'm going with.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's a pull out here.
Yeah. Yeah,
Oh
yeah, yeah. So, but that was my choice for it. So,
right,
I dig it a lot.
we're still reading the Ultimate Wolverine here.
For the whole two issues you have left.
It's good.
Well, there
The
might be
books.
more than that. I'm just saying. I'm just, saying.
Well, it depends on how far they keep this ultimate going here, so we'll see how it goes. We see magic in the demon world here, and this is the start of the book. And they basically just She meets one of these demon, one of the demons in here, and she it's like one of those kind of dream things in the in hell type deal,
Yeah.
and it's just kind of one of those foreboding, probably what it's going to lead up to at the end of the series here. We do see Jean and Logan, Jean feeling better after getting the medicine from last issue. She's in her phoenix form, flying around the forest. Logan is just sitting there in the forest waiting, and then you're seeing the usual Jean and Logan interaction, flirting back and forth. And then Sentinel One comes out and says, "Hey, we're running low on supply." So Logan goes into town, not dressed like just dressed in his regular wardrobe here. But he's going shopping and he's getting some supplies. The shopkeep it charges an insane amount for food, but it's because everything is in Russia is going nuts with this rebellion. And of course, the shopkeep says, "Are you the one who freed Russia? Are you their savior?" And he's like, "No, I'm just a passerby passing through." The shopkeep kind of keeps it on the down low and gives him some information on the loyalists that are still fighting, and wishes Logan and them good luck. They're in the forest searching for these survivalists, or the remnants, I should say. And there's 20 soldiers in in a campfire waiting. Jean can't read a certain person's thoughts, but it's not magic. But Logan does what he does here. They're under attack. Jean joins in and they just decimate these guys. They were not prepared. The only one that doesn't get really hurt is the woman that they can't read. And it looks like this universe's version of Lady Deathstrike, which I am surprised it took this long to get her in the storyline with Logan. Turns out she's just a cyborg at this point. She's more a machine than she is actual human at this point. So it's as is she gone so far into the cybernetics that she's not even human anymore. Her and Logan battle, which is always fun because they're basically just slashing at each other. Jean tries to read her thoughts. And she does. She finds out there's like she was tortured and trained by magic and Rasputin. How much pain. She pulled out 20 locations out of this girl's mind, out of Lady Deathstrike's head. So they're going to continue their surge against these 20 other locations, and that's the end of this. So this is really good. Again, cannot complain about Ultimate Wolverine. Fun. What am I going to give as far as the music goes? Let's do some Static X here.
There you go.
I feel like Machine is appropriate for this issue.
Yeah. I would even say like Shadow Zone even would be like pretty good. Like anything off Shadow Zone.
True.
Yeah.
Actually,
Well, good call though.
anything static X pretty much works.
Yeah, yes, that's very true. It is the evil disco. I mean, come on. So,
is.
all right. So, all right. Other than that, yeah, I don't really have
I was gonna say, it's.
anything else.
I don't think there's too much else. Like what the end of I imagine there's going to be something in the Super Bowl
Oh
commercials.
yeah. We'll probably get a full trailer for Masters. We'll get the full Avengers do more probably.
We might even get
So
some, we might even get Spider-Man too. Like
maybe a
it's,
teaser out of that, maybe. Yeah.
I imagine we might get a teaser out of that.
Or a teaser for Supergirl, like a real good an actual or a full trailer for Supergirl, one or the other. Yeah. There's
So
definitely a
it's,
lot of options.
I imagine it's going to be a full plate. No Kid Rock though. So.
Thank
Tear.
God. I'll be honest, the only reason I'm watching it is for Bad Buddy and Green Day. That's it. So, but anyway, thanks so much guys for watching tonight. Make sure you check out your local comic shop. Oh yeah, we'll be at Happy Valley Comic Con at the end of the month. Don't forget to come out and visit us there. Out in State College. That's the 28th and 1st of February, March. We are most likely going to go out a little early so we can hit the creamery because the creamery rules. It just sucks to
And
park a
also
big
for
fucking.
setup.
I just don't know where the hell we're going to park the van because, like, there's no real good place to park the van in downtown State College. So, but, or on campus, I should say. Like, there's not a good spot to park it because, but we'll figure it out. Worst case, I'm dropping you off with money. And you're coming out with a milkshake for me.
I'll have a
Because,
fanny pack full of ice cream for you, John.
right? Look at all this ice cream I got, guys. It's going to be a great weekend. So,
I put
anyway,
all
it's
the
going to
ice
be.
cream cones in individual.
Right? It is going to be a lot of fun, though. Make sure you guys come out and check it out.
It's
And,
a very underrated show, and it's a very fun experience, actually.
yeah,
It's
we had fun.
for being so isolated, it's a fun little show. It's, you
It's
know.
definitely kind of becoming it's somewhere between our show and Sci-Fi Valley. So it's almost like Harrisburg. Harrisburg is a similar vibe, but it's definitely not as big as Harrisburg.
No, no.
Though it might be now because they have the whole building. It might be similar,
Oh, they're doing
but
the whole building now.
yeah, both sides of that building. So
Ooh, okay. So
I'm
they're
just
expanding.
my fingers are just crossed that it doesn't snow, so though, because that will suck. But
Well,
anyway,
that's why we're dealing with the snow now. We don't have to deal
right,
with
right. So
it.
in 3 weeks we'll see you at State College. So but other than that, you guys have a great weekend. Have fun watching the Super Bowl. I'm for some reason gonna root for the Seahawks.
Because screw the Patriots. Yeah,
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah. But yeah, we'll go that route. Yeah. So, yeah.
against Drake May, however. I actually kind of like him.
Right.
But as far as the Patriots franchise, no, thank you.
Right.
We need to keep our Super Bowls like there. So New
So.
England, you had your fun for what? The most of early 2000s. Screw off. You don't need this. You don't need the
Right.
2020s. Get out of here.
Right. All right. So thanks again guys for watching and listening. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about us. And we will catch you next week with a new episode with some reviews. And if there's anything you guys ever want us to talk about specifically, let us know. We'll do that too.
We might start doing like maybe graphic novels or something fun.
I was gonna say we might do like a graphic novel special month, like where we just do graphic novels all month. But we will see about that. So anyway, you guys have fun and we will see you next week.